Hey, thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, get up to 20% off store-wide, plus there's an option to pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. There's fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide at Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
The After Show podcast is here. It's Monday. It's September the 10th. What up, y'all?
Hey.
What up?
So we all came in. Like, David and I watched a lot of football over the weekend. And Kelly watched how much football?
A little bit of last night's game.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
And how much of Miss America?
Until I realized that Claudia Raffo was not in the top 15. And I was like, I boycott. No more.
I was fired up about that.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah, and then you don't want to... We know her, and we know mm-hmm. how talented she is.
Yep.
Not that the other people weren't talented.
Yeah.
But I really thought she was top 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
But you never know. Like, you never know what happens. You know, those girls are up there for a full week and doing all these preliminary things, and who knows? And they're all good. Like, by the time you get to Miss America, you don't have the people who shouldn't be there because they've all won their state competitions. They beat all the other people in the state.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're all really good.
And I was thinking about this last night. When I was growing up, you know, my mom and I would always watch. I wasn't a pageant girl, but we always liked watching Miss America and that kind of thing. Yeah. And it was such a big deal back then. Everyone tuned in back then. Mm-hmm. And now it's like you can see, you can go on their story and their journey with any of the contestants you want to because they're all doing Instagram stories. Oh, they're all doing all these live things. And you feel like you know these girls, you know, and you see what all they're doing. Like, wow, these girls really are intelligent and smart and they're savvy. And, you know, you're like, wow, if I would have been able to watch all of that growing up, I would have really probably gotten into it a lot more.
Yeah, and I think I have a different perspective, too, because when they go up there and, hi, my name's Miss Kelly Perry, and I graduated, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Magnum Cum Laude, and all this different stuff. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
And my initiative in the world is to go and do this and make it a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's the thing that people don't realize. It's not like it's just a bunch of pretty girls up there, you know, in a bikini or whatever, even
that's
though they
what
got
I thought
rid
it
of
was.
That.
They busted their tail.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of girls who are like in college or graduated by now, and then they get that scholarship money on top of what they do. It's like they have to keep up with current events or going to school, have to keep their grades up. They're very fit. They're into all of them are into fitness because they have to be for the pageant. So there's a lot of positivity to all that kind of stuff.
Well, and then they're out all across the state. Like, we talked to Claudia Raffo mm-hmm. after she won, mm-hmm. and basically it's a 365-day-a-year job. And actually, we were talking to somebody. Who were we talking to? Where they talked about how difficult that journey was. Maggie Benton, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had just, she was relinquishing the crown the next day.
Yeah.
And she was like, I worked basically every day.
Yeah, like her switch is flipped every single second of every day. She never is able to turn off, you know?
So, anyway, we said on the air, half jokingly, but Miss Claudia Raffo will be our Miss America regardless.
Yeah, I guess she has a big rest of the year coming up for her because she's going to continue all of her duties for Miss Arkansas.
Yeah.
So she's going to be busy.
That's kind of wild. Like, here she is as Miss Arkansas. She has all the stuff she now has to do because she was prepping for Miss America. Not to say she wasn't doing stuff, but it's like a lot of that focus was on Miss America. Now that's over, and now it's strictly like, all right, we're going to send you here, 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 here. And it's like, whoa, there's a lot going on there.
But do you remember, like, I think maybe she had won a preliminary pageant, but before she won Miss Arkansas, we talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
We had her on the show. And she was talking on our deal about how, you know, the plan was to spend the summer at home with the family. And then she was going to go to Little Rock and go to pharmacy school. And that was the vision. Like, she was going to be there all summer. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, Miss Arkansas happens. She wins. And all that stuff gets delayed a year.
It's kind of funny. It's like, you know, they have to plan of not winning, but she planned so much. She had everything planned out.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't going to win. And lo and behold, she does win. That's kind of crazy.
They give her a car and an apartment and all the spending money. Like, it's a cool deal.
On the Instagram stories, you can see all the sponsors because she's always thanking the sponsors. And she gets a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah. It's a really cool gig that I didn't realize. I always thought it was more like, oh, she's pretty.
Yeah,
oh, she has
so
great,
much more than that. Yeah.
She has a great physique. And then you realize, oh, no, they have to be really smart to do that.
Yeah.
We joked on the air about an incident that happened on Friday morning. And we talked about this on the full show about us having a near-death experience.
Oof.
And I think even like because our personalities are so much joking all the time anyway, that maybe people don't realize how legitimate that whole story was. If you haven't heard it, we're driving from in between Marmaduke and Rector, going to Rector for a high school event on Friday. I noticed that a car that is literally probably a car length
ahead of us. Yeah, no more than two car lengths.
Swerves real hard, almost off of the road. So immediately, within a split second, I see that we're about to be hit head on.
Mm.
And I have to swerve in this big monster truck that's jacked up and probably not, I don't know.
It's not supposed to swerve like it did, is all I'm going to say.
You can barely turn that thing going like 2 miles an hour.
Right. And like the wheels get stuck and, uh-huh. and the brakes aren't the greatest. And I had to slam on the brakes, swerve to the right, almost go off the road, swerve back to the left to get back in the lane after the car passed us going head on at 65 miles per hour.
And we probably missed him by like 2 feet.
It makes me, now I'm mad at that other person.
You're like, what were they doing?
Well, I mean, there was no time. There was so many cars coming. If either they were asleep, something was going on, or they were like, oh, I can make it. It was not a good decision.
But they were, I mean, it was like dusk, like the sun was starting to come up. Yeah. So headlights were on and I don't know, man. I've never come closer to death than that.
I haven't either.
But it almost didn't even feel real, and it still doesn't really necessarily feel real today.
It's kind of wild.
Would you guys be sitting there at your house like throughout the weekend and then think about it? Like,
I did,
especially all day Saturday. I thought about it a lot.
Can you visualize it?
No, exactly, because the car in front of us was red.
Yep.
And I had my eyes, we all had our eyes on the road, like all of us.
Which is odd. Because there were so many times throughout that trip where I was popping around on the radio dial just to see what everybody else was doing. Because as a radio person, you know, we don't hear other morning shows. Mm-hmm. So we like to know what competition does. Unless we try to air check them, we don't hear them.
Right.
And it's different when you hear it live because you're in the environment of the music and the commercials and the time of day.
You're actually in the car, you know.
Yeah, and it's the time of day and all that stuff. So we typically pop around and say, okay, this is what they're doing. Could we do better than that? At the same time, what do we do at the same time?
And let me just say, that only takes like a split second to change the radio dial. So you are paying attention. Like, it's a split second of changing it. We all do it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're looking down at your phone and texting. It was nothing like that. It's literally just a look away. And if you happened have to been changing the channel, we might not be here.
It's so weird. Or if, like, let's say we had GPS and I looked down at GPS.
Yeah.
For 1 second.
Yeah.
That's how fast it was. I couldn't tell you, you know, you're talking about, had they fallen asleep? To me, the way I remember them, it was almost like they were fully in the lane.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't trying. Like they were coming over a little bit.
No, yeah, they were almost playing chicken. It was bad.
That's what it looked like. It was like someone was trying to play a game of chicken because it was just so blatantly awful what they were trying to do. They must have been in a big hurry or something. I don't know.
But and I'm telling y'all, we were in shock for a second.
Yeah, we were still in shock. We went to Don's Diner in Marmaduke after our event. Yeah.
And David couldn't even eat well.
Yeah. Because we just sat there like, did that really happen? And then by that point, because our event was over, we were able to then start telling our families, hey, we had a really close call this morning, which only makes you want to go home to them even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kai was really upset. And I mean, it was really sweet, but he was very upset because he's like, man, Dad almost died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a crazy scene.
Yeah. And then we went out to eat Friday night. And he was a little bit nervous to get in the car. He's like, but Dad, you almost had a wreck this morning. I'm like, yeah, but dude, I'm such a good driver.
Y'all are going to have to keep stuff away from him. He's going to become like you and your mom. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how he heard it. I don't know if I was on speakerphone or he just could tell by Leslie's reaction.
Yeah.
But it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
We are lucky.
Very.
Super lucky.
And if we haven't thanked you enough, Brandon.
Thank you.
I would like to bow down to you.
You saved our lives.
Thank you, Kelly. It's weird, though, how, like, it's still, I don't know that it still feels real to me. I know it happened.
And I remember we're walking to the truck after we do the whole high school tailgate thing, and me and you were like, do we need therapy? Like, is this, do we need to go talk to somebody about this?
Because we legit get to this, like, we almost have this deal. We just keep driving. We don't stop.
Yeah.
Because we have to get to the school. It's like, we almost get hit head on, we swerve out of the way, and then just keep driving.
And we're just, like, breathing, like.
I remember getting a really bad headache after it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were really tense.
Well, your adrenaline spikes. Mm-hmm. It's that fight or flight. You get that thing hits.
And but it just happened. It was done in 2 seconds. I mean, it was just
That's weird, yeah.
And then we like walk that into a school and we set up and then we do a show and then we take pictures and then.
Was that like the strangest show to you, though?
Yeah, it was a little different.
After that, it just felt off.
Yeah.
You're not used to an experience like that. So after that, it's like, oh, gosh.
You can't prep for that.
No, you can't ever.
So we're lucky to be here.
Yes.
As a crew, as a team.
Yeah.
And that breakfast at Dawn's Diner was really freaking good.
So good.
So, like, I got pancakes, bacon. What else is bacon? And a hash brown.
Cheese omelet, waffle, side of crispy bacon.
Mm. But you're weird about bacon because I got to eat part of her bacon.
Yeah, what was
I tear off, like, the red part, and I don't eat the fat part.
That's the best part of bacon. If you're going to get bacon, you have to eat that.
I like the crunchy red part.
Get sausage next time.
I don't like sausage.
It's basically what you're eating.
That's true. It's funny, though, for us to walk into a place because, like, walking into Don's Diner, a lot of people probably live in Marmaduke who go there, right? Because it's kind of off the road and all that little cozy spot. When we walk in, people kind of look at us like,
they do.
I ain't from here.
Yeah. You guys must not be around here.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a fun day after that. It did mess up my eating, though, because I felt like after our near-death experience that I was not going to starve myself from food I wanted to enjoy.
I think that I thought that the whole weekend.
Yeah. So I made a chocolate chip cake on Saturday, I think.
Dang.
And last night I made cherry crunch.
What's cherry crunch?
You don't know what the... Okay, so cherry crunch, you basically... It's almost like the cherries from the pie filling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you spread those out on a 9x12 pan, grease it up a little bit, spread that out. And then in a separate bowl, you take white cake mix and a cup of melted butter, and you pour it in there, and it becomes kind of crumbly. And then you sprinkle that over the top of the cherries and bake it for 30 minutes, and it becomes like a crunchy topping over the cherries.
I want some cherry crunch.
Dude, it's good.
So it's like a plate almost, like a little thin plate.
Yeah, but it's so good. And then we went out on Friday night when we went out to eat. I was like, I want good food. We went and had sushi at, have you guys been to Mamasang?
I still haven't been there.
So it's up on Hilltop by, there's a Nukes up there, and there's, is it Palm Beach Tan, or it was Vegas Tan?
Something like that, yeah.
Might be Palm Beach now. And then there's Grace Wade, Raven Gates' place. But over there, Mamasang is a restaurant. It's right off of that Hilltop area. It's good.
Yeah.
And I could have got steak and rice because that's kind of what we always do.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the sushi and sashimi plate, which is basically the raw fish over just a bed of rice, a small bed of rice. But it's just a big old raw fish over it, like salmon, tuna, snapper.
You like that?
Yes, I loved it.
Mm.
Oh, so
Leslie good. Make you brush your teeth when you get home?
Well, she sleeps in a different room most of the time. So.
Still.
You know, we had Oriental Express, I think it was Saturday. That was really good. I haven't had that in a minute.
Ooh, that soup. They have a soup that has tendon in it, and it sounds like, ooh, who would eat tendon? But it's spicy.
Of all things.
I've never heard of that.
It's beef with tendon. I don't know if that's what it's called.
I'll need your order.
But it's actually tendons?
It's tendon. But it's got flavor and all like these pepper
flakes. Like a tendon? Like a tendon.
Like a tendon. Well, where do you think beef comes from? Beef is connected to tendon, I guess.
But when you have like a steak or chicken, don't you always cut the tendon out?
I don't know. I eat the fat on a steak.
I thought you cut the tendon out because isn't it like a really hard piece?
Yes. How would you eat tendon soup?
I don't know.
See?
But it's...
Now that we're thinking about it.
Loosened up tendon. Stretchy tendon.
I think she said it was tendon.
I don't think it's tendon.
I think you misheard.
I don't think so.
I think you misheard.
It's not on the American menu. Do you know Oriental Express has a Chinese menu, an authentic menu?
Really?
Yeah. So that's why you see so many Chinese people go in there, because they can have their authentic food too. They have the Americanized part of the menu, which is what most people order. Give me sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah, I had General Tso's.
Yeah, so I mean, but that's a very much an Americanized Chinese food.
Yeah.
But they have their Chinese menu. And the reason I know that is because we had a couple of interns, Ray and Lin Lin, who came here from China. And that's where they wanted to go eat. I'm like, why do you go there? And they said they have authentic food. And I'm like, well, let me go with you and show me what to eat. And they got the specific, and it's all in Chinese. Like, you can't even read it.
Hmm.
So you went on, like, a little date with them?
Hmm.
Were you third wheeling?
I think I was. Wow. But it was good food.
Oh, man. You were third wheeling with Ray and Lin Lin. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're nice, man.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're good people. So, anyway, that's it for today's after show. Hope you guys have a great day.